World. I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Officials in Afghanistan say a bombing of a military base in eastern Ghazni province on Sunday has killed nearly 30 security force members. The head of the Ghazni Public Health Department told VOA the blast also injured at least 21 people. Meanwhile, a separate car bomb in southern Zabul province killed one person and injured 23, according to initial reports. The head of the provincial council and his security detail were among the victims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the two attacks. Violence in Afghanistan has significantly spiked in recent weeks, with scores of security forces and civilians killed in the month of November alone. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled, and the United States is proceeding with plans to withdraw most of its troops by next year. Suspected Boko Haram fighters killed at least 43 farm workers and injured six in rice fields in northeast Nigeria Saturday, anti-jihadist militia told AFP News Agency. The assailants tied up the agricultural workers and slit their throats in the village of Kashobe, the military said. The victims were laborers from Sokoto State in northwest Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away. They had traveled to the northeast to find work, said Ibrahim Liman, another militiaman who gave the same toll. Eight others are reported to be missing. Last month, Boko Haram militants slaughtered 22 farmers working in their irrigation fields in two separate incidents. Boko Haram and Islamic State's local affiliate have increasingly targeted loggers, herders, and fishermen in their violent campaign, accusing them of spying and passing information to the military and the local militia fighting them. For more on this story, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's leader has been unable to secure a parliamentary majority despite winning the presidential election earlier this week, the country's electoral commission has announced. Roch Marc-Christian Kabore's party won the first round of the election with his People's Movement for Progress, gaining 56 seats, falling short of the 64 needed for an outright majority in the 127-seat body. Kabore will have to depend on allies such as the New Era for Democracy, which supported his candidacy to pull together a majority. The Congress for Democracy and Progress gained 20 seats, becoming the main opposition party, with the Union for Progress and Change taking 12, according to the Independent National Electoral Commission's projections. Ahead of the election, international diplomatic efforts were stepped up to prevent any possible flare-up of unrest in the country, among the poorest in the world, and which is struggling with a long-running jihadist campaign. Kabore, 63, tweeted this weekend that the leader of the opposition had congratulated him. Opposition parties had earlier said the vote was marked by fraud and flawed procedures and had threatened to reject results stained by irregularities. Four people have been killed in an attack on a remote community in Indonesia's central Sulawesi province, and police are searching for suspects believed to be members of a group associated with the Islamic State. Authorities say four residents died and six houses were burned, including a house that was used as a place of worship by a church congregation. The police chief of Central Sulawesi told VOA that the incident took place Friday around 9 a.m. local time. He said one victim was decapitated and another burned to death. Based on witness statements, investigators think eight members of the East Indonesia Mujahideen, or MIT, carried out the assault. In the capital, Jakarta, a spokesman for the Indonesian National Police told reporters, "We're on the ground now. There are about 100 personnel chasing them." The motive for the attack was not immediately clear. Britain and France have signed an agreement aimed at ending illegal migration across the English Channel. British Home Secretary Priti Patel announced this weekend that starting December 1st, patrols on French beaches will be doubled and technology, including drones and radar, will be used to detect migrant crossing attempts, she said. She also said that Britain had given France nearly $200 million over the past 10 years to help stem the tide of immigrants crossing the channel. Between January and August of this year, more than 6,000 people tried to make the crossing. Via remote, Laurel Bowman,